me. Sorry. Do you speak English?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Good morning from...
Morning.
Overcast Germany.
It's actually sunny at the moment.
Is it?
Yes. I get neck problems again if I always turn around to you like this now.
Don't look at me.
I will not look at you.
I can't take the pressure.
It's sunny right now. We had a really sunny weekend. I mean, we only arrived Saturday. But we had a really sunny weekend in Germany. Very much summer feeling. And now it's going back to winter. You hear my voice? My voice is still bad.
I can't tell if you're speaking to the listeners or me now because you're just facing the wall.
Do you see my eye always trying to get over to you?
You look like Nola when she thinks we're talking about her.
When she's naughty. So yeah, we are in Germany. How fitting. Because I have a little topic for you for today, Mitch.
Is it our topic of the week?
It is the topic of the week.
Topic of the week.
So what I would like to know, well, I have my own experiences with this topic, but I would like to know from you, growing up in the UK, how do British people perceive Germans and German culture and the German language? Can we go there?
Yeah, let's bridge that topic, that subject.
Do you directly have thoughts in your mind when I ask you this?
My thoughts is that people's perception of Germans basically stem from September 1st, 1939 to the present day. I could be wrong, but the majority of Brits associate, the first thought of you mentioned Germans or Germany would be our relationship post-war. There would be nothing sort of pre that we have any conception of.
Wow, 85 years ago. But yeah, I mean, it's not that long if you think about it, obviously. In how would you count that? 3 generations, probably?
Yeah. Can I list some stereotypes? In what, like singular word stereotypes? Maybe not stereotypes, but key words that we associate with Germany.
Yep.
Ready?
Go for it.
Cars. Efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Pretzels. Big beer. I'm basically going to say everything that's from Bavaria right now.
I just wanted to say...
Lederhosen.
Oh, God.
Okay, now words that are not what, now not singular words. Bad sense of humour.
Mm-hmm.
Or seriousness.
Mm-hmm.
Big moustaches.
Okay.
Weird moustaches.
Yes.
Unkept mustaches.
Does unkept even mean in that?
Where they're like, they're, you know, when they sort of start curling into the mouth.
Okay.
Jürgen Klopp.
Mm-hmm. The German.
The epitome of a German man. Angela Merkel, the epitome of German woman.
Okay.
And last association, better than us at football.
The last one was correct.
Oh.
Okay, football is obviously its own big topic in the UK. Regarding the stereotypes, we do have pretzels, mainly in Bavaria, but also all over Germany. And yes, I do love a pretzel. Yeah. You do too. So be happy about that.
We just don't understand the world of bread as Brits compared to when you come to Germany. You start to realize you are a novice at the gluten area of
the gluten area. Obviously Lederhosen, 1 liter beer, glasses, all of this is Bavaria, which is only one of 16 federal states of Germany. I would say efficiency, seriousness, all of that is, you know, stereotypes sometimes have a truth behind it.
Yeah, that is true as well.
Rules is this thing in Germany that people do love.
Rules. And
complaining, order, all structure, efficiency. Efficiency is a big one. I love efficiency. Don't waste my time. No, but yeah, these are all a bit true for sure.
But it's all words which you can kind of twist to be a positive or a negative in a way, right? Maybe yeah, I mean, efficiency is always seen as a positive, but it also can be seen as being a bit too overbearing.
Yeah, and too annoying because you cannot enjoy your time.
Exactly. There's no like downtime.
Yeah, it's both negative and positive. Yeah, okay.
And how do you feel about the mustaches?
I've never heard of that, really. Aren't mustaches in everywhere now? Oh, that's already over, isn't it? It was a trendy hipster thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, but doesn't Germany have... Don't you always host this competition where you have to sort of design a big curly mustache or something?
Well, you know more than me about this. I do know that... I don't know if that is still a thing, though. I think it was more in another generation. I know a TV chef that has a really curly mustache.
Yeah, what's his name?
Horst Lichter is his name. Yeah, he has this... Here, you see a picture?
Mm-hmm.
He has this kind of... You see this?
Yeah, I see him. I see his mustache.
Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a thing and I'm just not so aware of it.
I can't remember what else I mentioned. Oh, cars. That's also Bavarian, though.
No, not necessarily. Yeah, a lot of companies are down there, but no, actually not.
Lederhosen?
No. Cars are actually more in Baden-Württemberg, Stuttgart.
Okay, but not far.
And also close to Berlin. No, well, not close to Berlin, but more in the middle of Mid-East Germany.
Okay. Lederhosen is obviously ridiculous, right? Because it's...
Well, people do wear it. In Bavaria, it is very traditional and it is a thing. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Okay.
Obviously, where I'm from Northwest Germany, people don't... Like, we have nothing to do with Lederhosen. And it's funny because obviously I have had this not only in the UK, but all over the world that people are like, oh, the end of the Lederhosen. Like, first of all, not knowing that I have nothing to do with that. And most of Germany don't have anything to do with that. But also, it's traditional clothing. It's not that people in Bavaria go to work in the Lederhosen. On traditional celebrations, like, yes, Oktoberfest, but also a lot of other, like, festivities, they do wear traditional clothing. You now have to obviously ask someone from Bavaria. I don't want to say what they're doing. But yeah, you like if you go, for example, more to the countryside area of Bavaria, you do see people in that clothing.
Really?
Like if you go to...
Just walking around?
Not so sure, but if you go to a festivity...
Okay.
Or something, yeah, for sure. And people have it at home, mostly... Several pairs of it.
Is it formal attire? Like if someone said, come to my party, formal, you'd go in your Lederhosen.
If it's a traditional thing, maybe. But no, formal wouldn't be it. I still remember that in my first year in the UK, we were invited to a birthday. And the birthday was in a pub, but it was actually a club. That was only for German stuff. Always. It was like called like an Oktoberfest club or so. So they always, all the time, do Oktoberfest parties in a closed club, you know, not even with windows. And you would think that Oktoberfest things are like more an outside summery thing.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I felt ashamed in there. It was so weird.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know many people there. There was this Humpa Humpa band playing. German beer not being German beer and German food not being German food.
Yeah.
And everybody that found out I'm German are like,
Oh, yeah.
Hi. Wow. And this is a German beer just for you. Do you feel at home? And I was like, I feel freaking embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I want to leave. If I could, I would leave within a second. It was so weird.
If it was any other culture outside of Europe, you'd say, wow, this is pretty xenophobic going down.
It's really weird, yeah. I mean, I didn't feel offended at all. I found it a bit funny. I found it embarrassing because obviously it was like made of like, they wanted to take this part of German culture or that they perceive as German culture that is like only fun, drinking, as something amazing and make it fun, but it's like, I'm pretty sure no German was involved in setting up this club.
No.
I don't know. It didn't feel like it at all. The band was not even German.
Did they do Humper version of Darude Sandstorm?
Something like that. It was just, it was horrible.
What's been like the reception, you know, you said about being in this club, when people ask, when you say, oh, I'm German, what do many Brits say back to you? Because nowadays, Brits are actually kind of a bit envious of Germany because of how the UK is culturally, economically. You know, Germany's quite a strong country, you know, it's quite, the living standard is quite nice. And a lot of Brits actually, a lot of us have like German heritage or German grandparents. Or
yeah, I can see that since Brexit took off, since Brexit happened, people are more like, it's more a bit like you're from Europe.
Exotic.
No, it's more like, yeah, you got it better now. That kind of thing. How did people react to me? Always very nicely. I recently had a really nice discussion in a pub with a Brit about German history. Not Second World War, but like the split and reunion of the country. And that was really someone that was really, really interested in Germany and also was there several times. And that was really nice because that had it was a really nice history and cultural discussion. Obviously, German history is very diverse and very, I mean, like in every country, but I have the feeling in the past 100 years, we have a very full-packed history. So it was really nice that someone was so interested and we had a really good talk. But in general, yeah, people are, I always get a really positive seems people are very positive about Germany, I think.
Yeah. I mean, a few of my friends, if you ask a lot of my friends, where, if you wouldn't live in UK, where'd you like to go? Two of them actively anyway say, I'd be interested in living in Germany.
Yeah. And also many of your friends learn German in school at least for a year or two. Some of our friends speak German in the UK.
And then I think we'd like to do an episode about him in the next couple of weeks. Our sort of most recent cultural figurehead, which represents Germany, will be leaving the UK probably. And we'll let you know our own episode. But how do you feel Jürgen Klopp has fared as a German representative in the UK?
Well, people love Germans now a lot more.
Because of him?
Because, yeah, I think so. At least the football maniac British people.
Yeah.
Even like Jürgen Klopp was now the coach of Liverpool has been doing this for...
Oh, good question.
Four years?
No, I think longer.
Longer?
I think eight or so.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It has to be longer, yeah. I think a lot of people respect him, probably for the way he leads his teams, though, even before coming to England. That he's like very much one of them, very honest. There's not this big professional distance, right, from the coach to the team. He's very honest, very direct. You can see this in interviews with journalists and everything as well, which is, I would say, a German trait, because I see that in myself, that I can be very, I am very direct. Efficiency.
Yeah, exactly.
He is like that. No, but I
you
I think,
and Jürgen Klopp are like this, and I'm crossing my fingers together.
Oh, God, no. I don't really know much about Jürgen Klopp, to be honest. I know how he's perceived in the UK, I think even by non-Liverpool fans, by fans from the... Yeah, but would you say with Man United, you are the...
If there's a team I would like to see completely collapse more than any other team in the world, it would be Liverpool.
Ah, so are you direct competition?
Yeah.
Okay, so even you like him. As I said, I don't know much about him. I know how he does his interviews and how he's like, how his communication is going. What I like about it, and I think where I see a bit like, I can see how this is a bit of German culture, is directness, but also like in the directness being just very honest.
Yeah.
There's not much fake-ish things going around in German culture. You know, this all like la 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 la, it's not really happening. Like sometimes brutally honest, but at least you know where you're at, you know?
Yeah, he can
you
be...
You get the real deal.
Yeah, he can really be... He can be a big sourpuss a lot of the times when Liverpool are not winning.
Yeah.
But when he's, like, obviously a winner...
Is he a bad loser?
He's a, yeah, but I think this is what it takes to be a manager. You can't stand losing, surely. That has to be part of the...
Probably
the genetics.
That's why he's successful, probably.
Yeah. I think the reason people sort of admire him is that he's not like a Versace manager or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like he went came from like Mainz. Then Dortmund are known for being the sort of working class, higher echelon football team.
Dude, I still need my brother.
Like echelons are kind of levels.
Ah, okay.
They're like that, the highest level, but they are themselves known as to be the sort of working class football team, right? And then Liverpool fans are the Dortmund of UK. His thing is he likes this kind of honest, gritty. He'll find like a city which will match his personality. As Izzy just queried the word echelon that I just mentioned, it made us think to remind you that alongside this podcast, we offer some learning exercises that go along with it in the form of our interactive transcript. This is a clever feature which you can use on your phone, on your laptop, on the train, on the bus, at your home, in the bed, wherever you like. And it allows you to follow along our podcast word by word with a lifetime tracker of the transcript. And a clever feature allows you to press a button which allows the podcast to be transcribed into a various assortment of different languages to help you listen and learn with us. Another feature which you get if you become a podcast member alongside the interactive transcript is the after show, which is coming up at the end of this show and at the end of all our previous podcasts, where we talk a little bit more about more personal things and more easy English-based updates, things like meetups or new perks that will be coming. So if you would like to stay up to date with Easy English, then you can also get our after show by becoming a podcast member at easyenglish.video/membership. Thank you, bye.
I would like to ask one more thing.
Oh, yeah.
How do British people perceive the German language?
Wow, that is a good question. And actually probably the most relevant one for this podcast. British people and languages, generally speaking, don't mix. There's not much enthusiasm in the teaching of languages or of learning the languages, which probably comes hand in hand with having a language which is universally spoken and kind of expected to be spoken, if I may say so myself. We always consider the German language to be really harsh sounding, and is probably, if you were to ask people honestly, what is the language you'd love to learn, German would not be up there in terms of the sound.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in terms of the ease, obviously, I think you can probably hear German speaking and have no language knowledge and probably catch a few words that you'd already understand.
Well, there's a lot of similarities from German between German and English.
Yeah. But yeah, language and Brits has never been a good relationship, to be honest, in general.
Yeah. I also have the feeling that I always meet Germans in the UK. Why is that?
Isn't it?
It's our region. I think in Germans Love the South of England, there's a TV series based on books, I think. They are, like some of them are in Cornwall, in the pretty, pretty countryside of Cornwall. And it's like romantic love stories with a bit of drama. And that's, I think South England just has this, I mean, obviously it's beautiful. I love it. We don't live in Cornwall though. And I think a lot of Germans do go, definitely go on holidays, but also, yeah, I've met a lot of Germans that live in the UK.
Our friend Klaus also says that there's a children's TV show about a baby seal, I think a baby seal, that lives in Plymouth.
And TV show or book?
It's for children. And I feel sorry for all the parents that are being dragged to Plymouth because their kids want to see the seal. Because
is Plymouth not nice?
I mean, there are nicer coastal areas. And that is another thing where I think we meet a lot of Germans, because Germany is not exactly inundated with coastline.
True.
And I think Britain is just purely coast in a sense.
It's an island, in it.
Yeah, and I think that's maybe what drags Germans over, because if you want to see a nice coast, and I mean, maybe. You do have coastline, obviously, but white
also
cliffs
the language
and all that.
And culture, I think.
Oh, yeah. Germans love to see their heritage, their royal family, which exists on our island.
Royal family. So, what we say overall, Germany and the UK.
Considering our relationship 80 years ago, mm-hmm. actually now, I see that there's a big shift. I could imagine Brits having a fond fascination of Germany and how it's sort of developed its history, which is, in a similar sense, not so nice as the British history. And we share similar values, and Germany seems to be handling them better.
So now that we have, I think we could talk about this topic again, but
yeah,
that was quite a nice roundup.
We can be more specific about things, like Jürgen Klopp will have his own episode. He deserves it.
Really?
Yes.
We'll see about that. So that was our morning podcast. We will go into the sunshine now. The sun is shining, Mitch.
I'd like to hear your thoughts on your perceptions of how, if you're German or Brit, what you think of Germans, or what your thoughts are of Germans. And if you are a German, how you seem to be perceived by British people when you've been over there. Have you had a good experience? You can let us know by writing to us at podcast@easyenglish.video or leave us a voice message at easyenglish.fm.
Yes, please share. And for now, ta-ra!
Ta-ra.